The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. Isaiah 9:2-3. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Luke 2:1-20.
While the shepherds are out tending to their flocks in the darkness, the angel of the Lord appears to them and says, "Fear not." The fear experienced by the shepherds was a natural response. Not only were they walking in literal darkness, but they were also living in a land that was under a curse of spiritual darkness. They were unfit to behold the glory of God. No one born under the curse of this darkness should expect to see God's glory and live. Exodus 33:20. For God cannot dwell with sin. Psalm 5:4. The world needed a mediator, someone to stand in the gap so it could behold the glory of God. When the angel proclaims, "Fear not and behold," it is an invitation to know the great light, John 8:12. One of the great blessings of Jesus' incarnation is seen in the mercy shown to all those that can behold God's glory and live. Because of King Jesus, we no longer have to fear the presence of God. Instead, we are invited to commune with him face to face. Questions to consider. Why do you think that the shepherds feared the glory of God? How did the command from the angel to fear not, but behold, calm their fears? Who is called the light of the world and why?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.